conscience, what is it? Well, a lot of people think it's how you feel. I feel this, and so therefore I should do it. Follow your feelings, a lot of people think. But in reality, a conscience is something that needs to be properly informed. I hear a lot of people say, even priests, always follow your conscience. What are you feeling? Not a good idea. Especially in this day and age, when we're taught on every program just about on television that we should follow our feelings, and our feelings should be what we feel to be good and nice and what makes me happy. But in reality, a conscience is something that has to be properly informed. Now, there are two types of conscience, uninformed and informed. And an informed conscience is a conscience that knows the difference between right and wrong. It understands that there is an objective truth that we have to conform ourselves to. Truth isn't based on what we feel. Truth isn't based on the whim that I'm going through at that particular time. It's also not based on whether or not I'm hurting someone else. It doesn't matter if anybody else is involved in it. Conscience must conform itself to an objective reality. And truth, to be truth, has to stand on its own. In other words, there has to be a truth that is separate from what I'm feeling and thinking. That's what Christianity is. Christianity is the truth that God presents to each and every one of us, and it is our job to conform ourselves to that truth, to that higher good. Now, an uninformed conscience fails to recognize that truth, and therefore anything goes. We've seen many, many people with uninformed consciences do a lot of damage in society. Great leaders who have destroyed millions of people. We have seen groups, small and large, who go off the deep end. We see people who profess things that make no sense and yet have people following them who also have uninformed consciences. It is our obligation as Christian men and women to have formed consciences. That means to find out what is the objective truth and study it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Anybody who's driving 80 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone who gets stopped is going to get a ticket, even if they lamely say, "But I didn't know it was 25 miles an hour." What will the police officer say? "Well, you should have known. Here's your ticket." Well, the same thing with God. You know, we have to know the truth. Ignorance is never going to be an excuse. We can't say, "Well, I think that abortion is okay for some people." Obviously, you're ignorant of what the truth is. Abortion is an evil on its own. It doesn't need you or me to discern whether or not it's good or right or wrong. On its own, it is what we call an intrinsic evil. There are intrinsic evils, which means that they will always be evil. There will be never a moment or a circumstance that can justify it. That's an objective moral truth. Good must be done, evil must be avoided. There is the basis of all moral law. I can never directly perform an evil, no matter how good or wonderful the outcome. I could never directly perform an evil. Never. No matter how good. Now, there are many, many circumstances in our lives where people are now trying to bend that truth. They're trying to pervert the very concept of objective truth, or even objective evil. Life is one of them. The quality of life, now there's something that we should discuss. Oh, but her quality of life. She's in the hospital. She's suffering. Wouldn't it be better to end that suffering? Here we have an intrinsic moral suggestion. Evil. Let us stop feeding her. Let us turn off the oxygen and let her die. Well, I have to tell you this, that according to the moral law, a person has a right to breathe and to eat and to drink. To remove that is tantamount to taking an innocent life. No doctor, no caregiver, and no one, I don't care how the will is stated that gives you the right to make the decisions, will ever justify taking that innocent life. Only God can take a life. Only God is the author of life. He gives it, and it is taken. And that is belongs to God. We cannot. So therefore, let us all recognize that there is an objective truth and conform our minds, our hearts, and our wills to it.